Listening to Book Review of Blink by Malcolm Gladwell.
There is a saying, don't judge a book by its cover. This tells us that first impressions may be wrong. Writer Malcolm Gladwell has a different idea. In Blink, The Power of Thinking Without Thinking, Malcolm Gladwell argues that first impressions are usually reliable. This is Wednesday Book Talk. Here's critic Hannah Smith.
An expert in an art museum takes one look at a very old Greek statue. He is suspicious. The museum has just paid millions for this statue. The first word that he thinks of is fresh. According to Blink, a new book by Malcolm Gladwell, whenever this expert takes a look at something new, he writes down the first word he thinks of. This habit of writing down first impressions supports the argument of Malcolm Gladwell's book. We often know more than we think we know, and we know it faster than we can explain. That Greek statue, for example, turned out to be about 2,000 years fresher or newer than the museum thought. It wasn't really an old statue at all. It was a fake. Gladwell says we have two ways we make decisions. First, we can make decisions slowly and carefully with our conscious minds. Or, we can make decisions very quickly and unconsciously, or without even thinking. Our unconscious minds are using information we already know to make judgments within a second or two. Gladwell's book looks at examples of when our first impressions turn out to be very accurate, as well as when they do not. For example, students in college classrooms have very accurate first impressions of instructors. In one study, students were shown only several seconds of a videotape of a teacher in the classroom. Then they predicted how effective the teacher would be. After only that quick first impression, they judged the teacher's effectiveness very accurately. They did as well as other students did after an entire term. In another study, people could tell a lot about a student's character just by looking at his or her bedroom for a few minutes. Gladwell also looks at marriages, wars, marketing, and police actions. Sometimes our first impression, our ability to make snap judgments, is very accurate. Sometimes it is very wrong. So when should we trust our instincts? In a section added to the new edition, Gladwell writes about some recent research. This research suggests conscious, careful decision-making works best for easy choices, like buying a pot for the kitchen. However, our first impressions are best in difficult situations when we are handling many pieces of information. An example is when a coach is selecting a player for a soccer team. If you want a book that gets you thinking about how we think, read Blink.
Thank you, Hannah. Now stay with us. We'll be back after the break with news of two more titles that have just reached the stores.